Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says we'll start out with some fog. That'll burn off, and it'll be turning sunny by afternoon. We'll have a high of about 67. Kenosha's temperature at this hour, 53 degrees. It's the same in Burlington. Milwaukee is at 54. We're at 52 degrees here in Racine. The Common Council in Racine last night voting to include $355,000 of added borrowing in the 2016 capital improvement budget to pay for sidewalk maintenance, rejecting a return to the assessment method or a yearly tax on properties. Alderman Ron Hart, though, strongly against more city borrowing.
I can't believe that we turned down the $27 per taxpayer to go along with adding another debt on our CIP over the years to come. I think what we're doing is just putting a Band-Aid over the problem. We're not resolving anything. We're just moving it on down the line. So I would hope that we vote this down and do it the way we've been doing it for the last 20 years.
Council also approving a resolution to include the added capital borrowing in the yet-to-be-finished budget process. Mayor John Dickert noting the focus on sidewalks going forward about trip hazards. Up to $30,000 from the Intergovernmental Revenue Sharing Account has been approved by the Racine Council for a study about extending Metra train service from Kenosha. Alderman Jim Morgenroth talking about the train service connecting to Root River development efforts, which will be starting to move in the very near future.
I'm kind of looking at the 180 upscale market rent apartments we're going to have soon enough, machinery row, walking distance, what will be the new train depot. And the kind of people that are going to rent those apartments, many of them could come from Chicago. And the train is a perfect way to do that. I mean, a cup of latte in the Wall Street Journal is a lot better than the traffic on the interstate.
The vote to fund the train study, unanimous by the council. The funding to actually make the extension, which would include some state dollars, that would be a major hurdle and would depend on what the study reveals in terms of the cost. Speaking of the train, there was some public comment regarding that. Tammy Hayward of Racine talking about Racine being hampered by the lack of transportation options. Greg Helding, the former alderman who's on the Redevelopment Authority, said it is time to get serious and have this study done.
Probably a station, tracks, some operational costs, etc. And we need to know what those numbers are going to cost if we're going to, or what those numbers are. We need hard numbers on that if we're going to do it. And they're the kind of numbers you can't get by Googling or studying studies or just talking to industry advocacy groups. You actually have to get a study that has engineers and other people who know what they're doing taking a look at the situation and giving us solid numbers for future planning.
Three other speakers also urging the alderman to support that study, which again they did. In Sturtevant, the village board going to revisit increases in the parking fees at the train station enacted just a few weeks ago. Jennifer Torres presented to the board what she called a cost analysis about the increases being too high and would cause a hardship for those who ride the train, noting that they have a yearly pass down in Glenview, Illinois, something not available right now in Sturtevant, something that will be discussed in committee meetings. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department confirming that a body found along the summer shoreline of Lake Michigan last weekend was that of a missing Racine man, 40-year-old Robert Dermody. How he died still undetermined, pending additional test results, including toxicology, but foul play not suspected, according to Sergeant Dan Ruth. Cause of a fatal condominium fire on Kenosha's lakefront yesterday morning, that is still part of an ongoing investigation. Fire Chief John Thompson saying it's going to be a lengthy investigation. The fire in the 400 block of 54th Street included the report of an explosion. A 77-year-old woman found unresponsive in a second-floor bedroom. Her 80-year-old husband, within arm's reach of fire crews near the front door, severely burned. He's at Columbia St. Mary's Hospital. Meanwhile, after waiving extradition from Lake County, Illinois court yesterday, Andrew Obregon went back to Kenosha County. He's in the jail. He's awaiting formal charges.
He's been held in the Lake County Jail since October 13th, when he was arrested in Winthrop Harbor after allegedly taking a woman's car in Kenosha County and fleeing from officers on foot after that car was disabled by its OnStar system. Obregon is a suspect in the death of a Kenosha man whose body was found in a town of Paris cornfield in September. He has not yet been formally charged in that case, but is facing several other charges related to several chases with law enforcement over the course of nearly 2 weeks. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Except for a few changes, including additions to address mental health services, the Racine County Board unanimously approved the 2016 budget, designed from the start to maintain the county-wide levy. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave deflected praise for a new work experience coffee shop initiative at the Workforce Development Center to Human Services Director Hope Otto.
In 2016, we'll be renovating it for about $20,000. As you walk into the Cornwolf building on the north side, there'll be a coffee shop there. We'll be working with a grind on product. And this is not to take place of the fine coffee shops we have in Racine County. This is really hopefully to just replace our vending machine coffee that some of our employees use.
As for the 2016 budget, the county tax rate will be set with next week's board vote on the levy, and depending on local assessments, should be comparable to this year's figure, which was $3.66 per 1,000 assessed valuation. And the Kenosha Unified School Board scheduled to have a special meeting December 1st for discussion about the use of about $2 million currently unallocated within the budget and supplemental pay for staff members. Issue did come up during the recent board meeting from which raises were not approved. The board president, Merrick Coleman, though, indicated something would be coming. Board member Kyle Flood telling the Kenosha News, though, the issue needs to be dealt with immediately, claiming political motivation for waiting until December 1st after the teacher's deadline for recertification. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news, our newscaster and podcast form on the webpage. Go to the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.